give AGAFA.
Yes, sir.
The motion second vote.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God, if you can go, I'm gonna go.
I'm good, I'm kind of struggling how to go, but I think.
I'll give you the motion the second time. All right, you said you wanted to talk to us about some stuff.
Okay.
What was your? Okay. First you go.
There she comes.
So I wanted to kind of be transparent and kind of let you guys know what has been going on and what we have discovered in that office. So as you may be aware that the bank reconciliation portion of the accounts that we have to do for audited purposes has not been reconciled since October 30, 2022. So I did reach out to Chris to kind of see how do we go about getting it caught up, getting the entries put in the system so we can move forward to get it reconciled so we can complete our fiscal 23 and 24 audit. So in discussing with him, he made a comment that we have to know when to pick and choose our losses. So I reached out to some different CPA and accounting firms to kind of see what plan or what they can implement to kind of help us, give us guidance to get caught up with the bank reconciliation so we can do the audits that the state examiner is requiring and requesting. So they stated that it's definitely going to take time to get the deposits entries entered in, some of the invoices that has been paid that's not in the system. He said it's going to take time to get all of that in. And so some things that they actually recommended is maybe getting a bookkeeper or someone to come in and just do the data entry portion of it, because we're not able to reconcile right now because we're missing entries. And it's, the paperwork is not in order. So we've been like sorting through trying to find different documents to go with the entries before we actually make them, because when they come and do audit, you have to prove why did you do a manual entry on it, because it wasn't entered in when it should have been. So those are some things that we have been battling with and trying to working with getting stuff entered in, because we do have that audit and we just don't want to leave it out there where it's not getting completed, because those are going to be findings. And you got to keep in mind, these are federal funds that we're receiving and we have not reconciled. There's accounts that haven't ever been reconciled as well. So it's trying to figure out what's the starting point to get information put in and to get the stuff reconciled. So those are the things that we're battling. Ms. Tammy, you want to add some inputs of what you found or what you see or...
What I have noticed, I mean, in my experience, but I'm not going to make any judgment like this, but to me, so many things that are not done, my opinion, things that's happened where I've worked before, if this don't look good, because it's not... You're looking at something's missing. There's something. There's a reason why you went 4 years, 5 years, and didn't reconcile. Nothing's packed together. Tracked. There's so many duplicates, and it's just a disarray of stuff everywhere in there. Like I said, it's a mess. That's all. Putting it all down, it's a mess.
And Lucretia, you mentioned this morning about some accounts that. With the highway department, this stuff had not been.
So yes, it's some so Stephanie sent me an email. There's like deposits from the state that goes into 4 cents, 7 cents, that's been going into the wrong account. So she sent an email this morning because she looks at the statements once they are out that it shouldn't have been in that account. So we're constantly doing double work because I guess the state has the wrong account number and it's going in that account, so we have to turn around and then transfer it to the right account. I'm working on trying to get the contact information so we can have them with the right account number, so we're not doing double work by it comes in, but that's not really the account that it should go to, so we're moving it. And then we got to turn around and do a journal entry for that because it wasn't put in the correct account originally. So those are the things that we're kind of battling, and it's going to take time. Think about you every entry. You just can't pick a date and just say we're going to go with that because it could be outstanding checks that hasn't been negotiated. So you can't say this is the true balance when you don't know what has cleared. So that's the whole point of reconciling. You're keeping a journal of what is outstanding. A check could have came up missing where they never received it, but we won't be aware of that until we do the bank reconciliation to see what could be outstanding.
And that's the things that, again, I'm not trying to, Chris, I don't really want you to put anything in the paper like I'm throwing somebody under the bus. Mm-hmm. But this is one of the things that we've been working on for the past at least 3 years, trying to get caught up, because you can't, and all I could use was my personal account. If I wrote a check to Holly 3 years ago, and Holly hadn't cashed it or she lost it or whatever, my checking account is not going to be balanced correctly. Just because I took it out and showed it, if she hadn't cleared it, that money's going to be in my account, and it can't be right. And that's what we was trying to explain to Amy. And in my stupid blue-collar world, I didn't see how it could be right. And now you're finding that it's not
right. And
there's also some overpayments that have been made in there.
And then, she stated Larry wasn't going to do the financial, so that's where the communication is, where they're asking questions. So, how's this? How are you doing this? Well, we can't do your financials if you haven't reconciled because so they're asking questions like, how did you come up with your financials from the last year if you're saying you haven't reconciled? And I'm like, did you just go by the actual amount in the account? And I'm like, I told them I can't answer those questions because I'm not the one that initiated, I'm not the one that completed it, so I'm not sure. So those are the things that I'm dealing with. Trying to get things that's been journaled, corrected, journal entries where part of the check, like Ms. Deborah brings a check in that goes towards different accounts. So that has to be coded based on the entries. When Judge Dean brings it in, some have been journaled, some of it has not. Some of it has been moved to the right account, some of it hasn't. So I'm backtracking, trying to see what should have been moved because they're asking questions. Hey, well, I'm not seeing this on my statement. So then I have to go look, try to find that transaction, see what it is, request another copy from them, and then go in and see, okay, the check Mrs. Deborah wrote, part of it went to highway department. I see that part moved. The other part that's supposed to went to 120 reappraisal, I don't see no deposit from the date that the check was deposited in the account. So it's that type of work where this should have been completed when you received the check and wants the check cleared. And why would you do part of the transaction and not the full one? So if I give you an invoice and saying, hey, I need, this is the total check, I'm giving you a breakdown, why pick and choose which ones you want to transfer? I guess that's my thing. Because now I literally have to go back and look at everything because I'm not sure what part really has been transferred, what part hasn't. And when I was doing payroll, it's like accounts don't have any balances. So it's kind of like, did we not move any? Like, what? So that's how I found out the Deborah situation, because reappraisal normally I always have like 100-something thousand because Deborah funds her own salaries based on what she bring in with the avalanche taxes. So March, they had like a couple of thousands. Wasn't sure. Amy was not there. So Miss Deborah, I got with her and she was like, I already paid you guys. So she gave me a copy of the check. So I ended up moving those funds, but it's bad. Just leave it there.
She couldn't do payroll for Deborah on account of the funds not being moved in there.
But what she's done is she hasn't received the payment in the system to put it and allocate it out. It's just been transferred. Nothing's put into the county software as being received by whatever program to go back and track it. So that's the problem. She's just made copies of stuff and a to-do list made to track what she was going to do. It's just duplicates of nothing but only a partial part being done.
Do you have a company in mind or someone in mind that could come in here and help?
So we've been trying to get like quotes and things, and everybody's kind of like, this is going to take manpower. We don't know like if we can do it ourselves, but they're supposed to be sending like recommendations of some companies that just do bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting to get quotes and things like that. But they were, one of the guys recommended, if you didn't want to outsource it, because you got to realize you can't really control what they're doing, and they just may kind of say they're working and then prolong the whole situation, which could cost the county a lot of money. So another option, he was like, maybe hire somebody temporarily to come in and do the data entry portion. But he said, keep in mind, because everybody's use different account numbers, we still gonna have to train them, regardless of who bring in, what to code, what to what. Because everything still has to be coded.
And that's what I was trying to explain to you a couple of times, Michael. We don't ignore y'all, please, when you say you need money, but we truly, as a commission body, we truly don't know what we have on
that.
Okay.
I
applaud what y'all have done so far and finding what you have for them. And I don't, again, not knocking Amy. I think Amy was overwhelmed in that office. And you got less training than she did. And you're finding things already. So
it's definitely overwhelming. But it's more of communicating with other administrators, getting their input, getting their advice. Because I reached out to Emberly Coleman of LA City all the time to kind of give me guidance and everything. And she's the one that was like, you're not going to be able to try to catch up on your own, because you're going to end up putting yourself behind. She said, as much as that the administrator has to do in that role, there's no way you can do what you're doing now and try to catch up years. So she was like, she don't know how we function as that. She stated out her own mouth, she does not know how we were able to come up with a budget and know what we have in account, if we haven't even reconciled to know what's outstanding and what has cleared or what we bring in. So she's kind of been my go-to person to kind of give me guidance on where do I go from here, what do she recommend, have she seen this, does she know anyone? And so, you know, I asked her, would she be willing to come to help? But she was like, she don't think her commissioners would approve her to come to help.
Mr. Gaeta, have you seen anything outstanding or negative or changes or something that on your end that needs to be different?
Not on my end, because, I mean, it's the bank reconciliation that's got to be done. Mm-hmm. On my end, I'm, you know, not going to. Okay. But once we start that, I'm sure I will. But at this point, I'm not working on that. Cause
how far behind are we from a date? I mean, like,
October 1, 2022.
So starting with October 1, 2022. Have we gotten a prize from a bookkeeping firm or CPA firm?
Waiting for them to send me quotes. But we have had a discussion. They wanted to kind of do a consultation before they actually give prices. So they kind of want the idea of what was going on before they just throw out a price.
If they wanted to come to that work session, we have the next meeting. That would be a good time to sit and talk with them then as well. You got somebody you recommend? You're pretty good with numbers.
Teddy, I can find it, but I don't think
we'll
find it.
Thank you. Well, again, there's going to be things that come up and we find further down the road, I'm sure, but I appreciate you bringing all this to our attention anyway.
If anybody knows anyone that does like bookkeeping, that has like some concept of like finance portion to kind of help, that would be a good plus, because you don't want to bring somebody in that doesn't know anything, because then you're going to take more time trying to train them. So at least somebody that...
I don't know that she'd do it. She's retired. But she was the bookkeeper for Chattanooga County Board of Education. That's my sister. And that's the financial. She dealt with the state, all the audits. That's what she did. I don't know that she would do it, but...
John Kelly, would that be legal with Holly having a department? Would it be legal for her sister to do anything with the funding? Could we hire her on a part-time basis legally?
The person doesn't handle funds, do they?
No.
Okay. I don't think we'd have a problem if we bring somebody in that's qualified and say, okay, start here and, get us reconciled.
Anyway, right?
Yeah,
she's retired, so it'd be something I'd have to kind of sell to her to kind of get y'all caught back up.
Well, your sale can be, if we don't get these books caught up, you may not have a job.
Now, wait a minute. I will talk to her. I'll reach out to her. Because like I said, that's what she did, and she done it for 20 plus years for the Board of Education. So... But I'm just throwing it out there. I know that
right now we're still in the IDFA anyway. So thank you for bringing that to our attention and let us know. What else y'all find, please bring it whenever. We'll plan on meeting with them at that work session if you can
have we talked to the Association of County Commissions as far as anybody that they might recommend that could get our reconciliation in order?
They recommended Sherry Kelly, but Sherry said she has no idea about this new Edmunds system. She said, I don't have a clue. She's an AS 400 girl, and that's where she stood with it.
Yeah.
She said at one time that she would be willing to help, but I haven't talked to her since. But that's who Sonny recommended from ACCA.
Well, I have no idea, on charges or anything, but several years ago, when I was representing cities, I know that we hired a group who are the CPAs that in the past have handled my financial, and that's Taylor Chandler for CPA firm out of Montgomery. Now, at the time, they were doing municipal audits, things of that nature. Do they have a person who they could assign here or bring in 3 days a week or whatever?
So the CPA Warren Everett from Montgomery, they deal with municipalities and county government and everything. I did speak with him, but they just throughout there, just keep in mind we're so far away, so the cost is going to be a lot, even if it's just for a couple of hours. So he was like, you may just want to outsource it and just get a bookkeeper because of their cost, because they're traveling so far.
Yeah, and anybody that... that lives an hour or so away is going to be an added cost.
Yeah, but can it be someone do it remote?
Do what?
Like our CFO, he works remote. He's in Birmingham. He don't come down to our shops. He's got access to our system.
And there again, that depends. He's going to call down and
tell somebody there to pull invoice so-and-so or check so-and-so.
And pay them for travel. You know what I mean? They're going to charge you from the time they leave Montgomery or Birmingham or wherever.
Yeah.
To the time they get here, they're not traveling for free.
So I mean, I would think any of them can work remote. It depends whether or not we've got enough assistance with Tammy and Agatha and Lucretia to pull whatever information they need to see. Or
that's what I was saying. He works remote, but he's able to access our. He's got access to our system. So he can log into our system and pull whatever he's looking for. Then he issues us weekly reports on the, you know, what he's accomplished throughout that week. So I didn't know if Kitt County, if someone would be able to access our system, you know, remote, or would they have to come here and work with our office administration?
He's asking if. Are we allowed to allow someone to remotely access the information, like the statements?
Yeah, he can just get on his computer and log in.
Or is it something that they have to do physically at the courthouse? Is there any law or legislation that prevent us to have somebody do it remotely?
I would think that we could, but they've got to be employed to do that job,
right? Absolutely.
Either contractually or hourly.
Are you finding all the documentation, or is there some stuff that's just not there?
So lately, we have just been sorting through stuff, trying to put stuff transfers with transfer deposit with deposits, because we can't do anything until we get stuff in order. Because everything was just pretty much in boxes, and everything was mixed in. You may have a deposit, you may have a transfer, you may have just random documents that's all in. So our first step, we've been just, me, Tammy, and Mr. Gaeth have just been putting stuff in order to easily make it.
Yeah. The day that I was in there with y'all finishing up the ARPA, whatever, in Montgomery, there was piles on the desk, and there was three different accounts mixed in three different piles. I mean, nothing was organized, and it blew my mind.
This is what I come to you about when I said it was the first time when I called you and asked you for help. That's what I was talking about. All the stuff that they're finding now, that's when I first identified it when I came to you. I called you when I was sitting in the seat, and I asked you to check into it with me. That's what I was talking about.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding John's part when you said, you know, people work within, you know, at home and work in our system.
Right.
But what we are saying now, it's not there for him to even work on. It's got to get in there.
Right. I was saying as far as them, yeah, someone that can access our account and enter data. If we was going to get a bookkeeper.
Then you would have to scan all that.
Yeah,
data.
So, yeah, it's not there. Yes,
yeah, it's not there.
Yes.
You'd be better off having just an extra person in here
to get input.
Well, I ain't real smart, but I'm scared some data if y'all
trying to do it. And you see all that paperwork.
You see all that stuff together.
Because then you got to separate what's the duplicate, what's not a duplicate item, and then.
Oh, yeah.
What days you want to come and help us with that?
We'll see how next Tuesday goes.
I asked if I could do. Did I not ask anyone to mean if I could scan? I'm talking about the commission, and he checked to see if I would get in trouble. I told him the days I'm not doing that. I don't have no problem working.
You do hair out
there. I don't do hair.
Unless I got hairy toes.
Let's go and talk about that.
All right.
I'm getting paid on
it. We'll get started on that. Have somebody here at that work session and see if we might head to the table list and try to get us out of the phone we're in.
So
and
June
I think,
the 9th, what time?
We'll just do it immediately after. Okay. We'll talk to them, the solid people first, and let them go on and get out of here, and then we'll do these people last. It'll take a while. So tell them 10:30, or probably okay. If they wanted to wait till then and come in, it'll be fine.
Miss Teresa, she was gonna come next Tuesday, so I'll just see if she can change it to June 9th.
Okay. What about the bonding stuff and all? What do we?
I should have my thing today.
Okay. What about a notary?
That's gonna be both funds.
Okay. Right. Y'all get anything else? Y'all need other? Michelle, what you got? We crazy inmates.
Decided to take a swim last night.
They told me that somebody took a string and tied her under.
He washed his sheet.
Yeah.
And needed to have it dry. So he tied it. He was tying it up in the cell and tied it up on the sprinkler there. Yeah.
So it was accidental. I mean, he didn't just tie a string and snatch it and break it on purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he gonna wish he had.
Well, Shell was talking about that that's a felon. Is that something that can be added?
It's destruction of governmental property. I just got off the phone with Safeguard a little while ago. They're coming to see the damage and see how much it's going to cost to repair. Because we have no water over there. I had to cut the water off.
And you have no bottled
water over there. Now, Rodney said you can turn the extinguishers off independently of the water.
They tried that last night.
Mm-hmm.
I called him last night, too.
Yeah, he said he didn't respond to that before. Mm-hmm. But he said he can turn the water on and turn the extinguishers off. Is
he, are they okay, has he been over there?
He was waiting on you this morning.
Okay, this accident.
Yeah, he was waiting on you this morning.
We're wearing safety.
No, we're in an emergency. You need to be doing something.
I don't see why. Well, that happened when we first opened that jail. We had the same thing in A-Bomb. And we were able to plug that one head, and we just had to take that cell out of service till it was fixed. But we were able to plug it.
I'm not sure when he pulled doing whatever, because I couldn't see in there. I don't know if it was a pipe busted behind that.
No, he just popped that glass.
Yeah.
There's
big
glass.
Where?
In the head of the sprinkler head. And what he did is he broke that glass out. And it released that plunger and set off the sprinkler head.
Because that's what happens in a fire when it gets hot.
Yeah.
It melts that and it causes that to pop off. And
it just kind of sprinkles out, right?
Yeah.
It's poured out.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, it's pretty forceful. It's not like a
mist. So when a normal sprinkler head, when it hits that deflector, and that's what makes it sprinkle, but when he broke that whole thing, it was no longer able to
spray out.
Water.
Yeah.
We tried to
stream
off, but it didn't work.
But you should be able to plug. She
says she's trying to get the crew together now to come sometime. It's going to be today.
All right. Anything else going on?
What did you think about your tour?
Ma'am?
What did you think about the tour?
One, I don't like a jail at all. I hate going in a jail cell. but like I told you that day, until we figure out where we are financially, I really don't know what all we can do short term to mitigate some of those problems. I gave Michael a letter that I got from CRS about what they found and getting those problems fixed. But now there are some things like the cooler door handle and all that stuff. All of that can be fixed now.
I'm working on that response now. We've got them both all that fixed. That's what they
said. Pointed
out.
By your own receptive of CRS, it is past time for our yearly inspection. Okay. And we postponed it waiting on y'all to hire administrator. Okay. So since Lucretia is now hired, I can contact CRS, but they will be coming in and inspecting the jail again.
Okay.
So it'll probably be within the next month or so.
Okay.
Since Lucretia is hired.
Lock them up.
Rodney.
What else?
They
said they were waiting on you before I could turn anything off.
I told them I had called
told.
That's what he told me when he came there. But can you turn the water back on and bypass the extinguisher?
Yeah.
No.
Because it shuts off with a valve.
Okay.
So we can turn the water back on.
Okay. Can you go do that with Sheila?
I can.
Yeah.
Because that's going to result in clogged toilets and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know why it couldn't. I don't know why it happened last night. It couldn't get it turned off.
Good
fix. Okay. Thank you, Roddy.
You have. I should have came. I should have got up out of bed. Well, she has some safety concerns.
Do y'all have anything else today that hadn't been brought up so far? Y'all got anything y'all want to talk about? John Kelly, you got anything?
No, sir.
All right, well, that being said, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Yeah. Are you going to adjourn, or didn't you say something about recess?
No, that was to recess. No, we're good.
Okay, all right. You're not going to have a work session.
We'll do a work session after the next week.
After the next week. Okay.
I got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, a second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Get out of here.
Did you come with me?